Episode 25.
You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
Hi, this is Clinton, and welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. I just got back from a meeting of the New England podcasters, and it's always fun when we get together. This time around, I actually had them do some work for me. They got a chance to read some listener email. So they're going to read the questions, and then I'm going to give the answers to the questions. If you want to find out more about the shows that are part of New England Podcasting, check the link on my website, Comedy Forecast, or go directly to ne-podcasting.com. And now, on to the questions.
Hi, this is Joe from the Sales Roundup Podcast, and Gary L. from Texas comments, "How come your show is over 4 minutes long? What's up with that?"
Well, actually, Gary, when you take out the announcement of the show number, the opening, the show notes, and the standard "we're done, 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 done," the podcast is really only 58 seconds long. You know, TV has used this trick for years. For example, the average length of an episode of Friends, after you take out the long opening song and all the commercials, was a whopping 3 minutes and 12 seconds. So it's no wonder the show ran for years. I mean, how hard can it be to write less than 4 minutes worth of comedy?
Hi, this is Steve from Extra Points, the Fantasy Football Podcast. Paul B. from California writes, "I listened to your show and I never heard a forecast. Just tell me, do I need to wear a raincoat?"
No, Paul, you're just fine with what you're wearing. A plaid shirt with striped pants will repel almost anything.
Hi, this is John from The M Show. Jeff V. of Los Angeles inquires, "Do you do all the voices on your show?"
Well, Jeff, I guess I can let you in on a little secret. I actually haven't done any of my voice work since episode 15. Back then I was contacted by an offshore production house, and they showed me how they could do my voice cheaper than I could do it. Amazing, but true.
Hey, this is Chris from CC Radio, and Scott J. from Salt Lake City sent this question. Do you take requests for skits?
Of course I take requests. Satisfying you, the listening audience, is what this show is all about. Over the years, I've come to know what my audience wants, so they never really have to make requests. In fact, anyone who makes a request is probably not a real fan of the show. So, if you hate the show and never listen, then go ahead, make a request.
Hey, this is CC Chapman of AccidentAsh.com. Charles W. of the UK wonders, why doesn't Adam Curry ever play your promos on the Daily Source Code?
Well, we came to an agreement, Chaz. Adam doesn't play my promos, and I don't try to go and raise $8 million in venture capital. Wait, I don't think I did that quite right. Hey, Adam.
Adam.
That's it. We're done, 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 done. Bye-bye.